Nah. As you know, I'm contractually bound to go to the psychiatrist once a week. It's not my idea. DC 101 put it in the contract that I would have to go. They pay for it. All right, well, station pays for it. And I don't even have to say anything. I just have to be there. DC 101 figuring they have a substantial investment in me. They're afraid that I'm on the edge anyway. That if I talk to someone who's a professional in the field, that maybe he can spot me when I'm about ready to climb the tower, I guess. So I don't know. But anyway. Last week's appointment was reasonably uneventful. He asked to hypnotize me, and I don't normally go for that kind of thing, but since I trusted the guy, I allowed him. He said, that may be a way to find out about you. I said, find out what about me? He said, well, why a grown man would organize an actual club of guys, 62 of them, I believe you said, to get together in a meeting hall and have an elderly woman playing a piano while you guys wail away. Why don't why you do that? I said, because it's nice, Doc. It's nice. He said, I know it's nice. But I said, some of the things you think of, I want to know what's going on in your head. I mean, it's crazy, this stuff. Maybe it had something to do with, you know, Nam? I said, you mean Viet? He said, yeah, that's right, you call it Viet. He said, maybe something to do with Viet. Maybe it's something to do with your childhood. I'm thinking if I hypnotize you and we regress, we go back to your childhood, maybe then. I said, I don't know if I really go for this hypnotism stuff. He said, it works. People bring out stuff. It's painless. I said, yeah, but I don't know if I... You know, something could always happen. He said, believe me, ain't nothing gonna happen other than we'll find out more about you than we already know. I said, all right. So he took his watch and started swanging it in front of my face. Did you get sleepy? You get sleepy? I know there's this. He said, all right, Grease, you're asleep. I said, he said, I'm taking you back through your 20s. You're in your teens now. How does it feel? I said, gee, it feels kind of neat. He said, we're going back farther. You're 10 years old.
Wow, I'm going to be late for my paper route.
You're 8. You're 7. You're 3 years old. Can you hear me? I said,
apple, boop.
He said, now calm down, young fella. What's going on?
Walk, Nana. Nana's taking me for a walk.
Is anything strange happening? Anybody?
The sun's out. I'm looking at the birdies. Nana's telling me about the birdies.
Is anything going on? Anything unusual? Any weird people? Is there anything happening to you in it that you don't like? Anything beyond your power?
I'm having lunch. I'm having Ovaltine. I'm having a big glass of Ovaltine.
You're taking a nap. Has anything happened while you're sleeping? What's going on? Is there a babysitter? Is anything?
I'm snoozing. It's so sweet.
The doctor said, well, listen. This isn't working. I thought somehow there had to be some childhood trauma, something that would set a guy like you off the deep end. All right, when I clap my hands, you'll stop being 3 years old and you'll be back to modern times, back to your normal self. 1, 2, 3. Bingo, wake up.
I said,
well, what'd you learn? He said, well, not much of anything, really. We took you back to 3 years old. Seemed like a pretty normal childhood, just walking around with your grandmother. But you're all right, right? You don't feel like you're... You've been run over by a dump truck or anything? Hypnotism isn't that bad, is it?
I said, well, Doc, look at this here. Huh? You and your bright ideas taking me back to 3 years old. I wet your couch.
Oh, no!